Praise be Jesus and Mary. And today we praise Jesus and Mary because they are the Redeemer and co-redemptrix of the human race. And this is the mystery that we commemorate today and that we've prepared for by watching the movie The Passion and now reading through St. John's account of the Passion. And all of this suffering and sadness, heartbrokenness, or maybe we should say heart-piercedness, as Our Lady's heart was pierced by a sword, along with her sons pierced by the lance, all of this is due to sin. And we should never forget that. It's all due to sin. Certainly, Adam's sin, original sin, but also our sins. Our sins brought about the suffering and death of Jesus Christ. And the mystical suffering, well, not the real suffering, but mystical death of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Our sins. Disobedience to the will of God. In essence, that's what sin is. We see that in the original sin of Adam and Eve, and also in our own sins, right? Not doing the will of God, which we know we ought to do and observe. And yet, we have sinned. We have disobeyed. And as a result, we have suffering and sadness. Now, in the movie, we see something that we don't really see so evident here in reading St. John's account, and that is diabolical action that is taking place, right? Satan moving around in the background, and Satan's cohorts in the movie, in the form of children harassing Judas. And so we see it is the role of Satan and his minions to draw us towards disobedience, as he did with Adam and Eve, right? To draw us into his same rebellion against God. I will not serve, was Satan's cry. And he wanted Adam and Eve to say the same thing. I will not serve. And they said that when they disobeyed. Now, Satan has two means by which to bring us, to draw us to disobedience. One is the promise of pleasure. And another is the fear of suffering. And so with Adam and Eve, there was the promise of pleasure. You will be like gods. Okay? And that was a lie. We see in the case of Judas, right? There was also the promise of pleasure. The 30 silver pieces, right? But we also see with Judas, there was the temptation to avoid suffering. Right after Judas betrays our Lord, he becomes harassed by the demons. Okay, and they are driving him mad. And they drive him out into the wilderness, right? Far from God. They're pushing him farther away from the holy city and from our Lord. And then there comes a moment of quiet and the subtle promise of Satan, the deception. You want peace? Hang yourself. There's the rope. Go ahead and do it. Just put an end to this suffering. It's really not worth it, is it? And Judas looking at the horse. Again, that's like looking towards Satan, dialoguing with him. Okay? He falls into the trap. But we see a difference in our Lord, for example. Remember during his scourging at the pillar, right? Again, there's Satan walking in the background. You know, as if to tempt our Lord, you can put an end to all this. You don't have to do the will of the Father. But our Lord doesn't look to Satan, doesn't dialogue with him to try to find consolation or escape from suffering. But instead, he looks to his Immaculate Mother. And in looking at her, he finds strength to continue, to go on. Just as he did on the way of the cross, right? When he falls and Our Lady comes, says, I am here. And in that motherly embrace, in the gaze of the Immaculate, he finds strength. Behold, I make all things new. We find a similar thing with Saint Peter. You know, he fell hard, denying our Lord three times. But he didn't dialogue with the demons, right? He didn't look to Satan. But instead, he looked in the eyes of the Immaculate, the mediatrix of all graces, the merciful Mother, who mediated to Saint Peter the grace of true repentance. And so all of this serves, of course, as food for meditation, and then also to put it into practice in our lives. Right, number one, we should have a firm resolve never to sin again, to do everything in our power, to use all means available, never to commit a sin, even a venial sin. Right? This was the desire of the saints. Right? St. Gemma Galgani saying, 1,000 deaths, but never sin. Right? We should prefer, like our Lord, to suffer rather than to sin. The letter to the Hebrews says, we have not resisted temptation yet to the point of shedding our blood. But we should be willing to resist temptation to the point of shedding our blood, in order to fulfill the will of the Father. And if we find ourselves weak and troubled and disturbed and harassed by demons, right? Look to the Immaculate Mother, the mediatrix of all graces, and she will give us the strength to go forward, to persevere in the will of the Father, and obtain eternal salvation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christus.